Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of the branch churches or local sanctuaries, and those who are attending this service through the internet and GCN viewers, I'm going to deliver a message under the title of Remembering the Life on This Earth. We will remember the life on this earth. So let's do it today as if we are in New Jerusalem now. Before I get to the message, I'll briefly report about the situation and ministry in India now. Despite the effort of the government and people of India, there are more than 100,000 confirmed cases, so there is no meetings. And every services are done untacked. Since there has been lockdown from mid-March, we are living in a world that is rapidly changing due to COVID-19. It's like we are in the process of turning from the age of stone to age of iron. People are using computers and internet. So it's like turning from the era of analog to era of digital. People talk about fourth industrial revolution these days. They are talking about IoT, Internet of Things. And COVID-19 accelerate this change. Because the development of technology makes our life easier and more convenient. We have to adapt this technology to our mission. About 500 years ago, thanks to printing technology, people could print the Bible a lot. People couldn't read the Bible easily because they had to hand copy the Bible, so people couldn't find the Bible easily. But when people could easily read the Bible, you know, ordinary people started to live a life as the Bible as their center. So there was a religion revolution. So from then on, there was a Catholic and the Christian. Now we can, read the Bible on the cell phone. Or we can, watch the Bible on the phone and on the internet. And thanks to YouTube and other media stuff. Changes in lifestyle due to technological advancements are clearly affecting Christianity and the way of missionary work. Even if Corona ends, there might be different kinds of diseases. So people say we cannot go back to the ages before Corona. People say we have to get along with Corona. So instead of waiting for the end of Corona, or instead of having a plan after the Corona, actually we have to think about the missionary adapting our lifestyle to post the coronavirus. People sometimes use the term new normal. Abnormal in the past becomes normal. That's what's happening now. We used to handshake, we used to shake hands, we used to have a meal together. It was normal, but we cannot do it right now. It's abnormal now. Untact is regarded as normal now. And it happens in missionary work. So we can find the untacked missionary work is very actively working. Delhi Manmin Church in India are grafting these changes into missionary work. And the counseling, worship services, and conferences are conducted non-face-to-face, which means in untacked through using the internet video conference system. People didn't feel good about, you know, a voice conferencing or the video conferencing, but they are very, you know, they are very familiar with that. It's like we are having a conversation face to face, right? You know, sometimes, you know, I had to drive, you know, at least the 10 hours or sometimes, you know, 40 hours. But now I'm sitting in an office and having a conversation with the church members, the face-to-face, online, so I can save time and I can meet more time. So this kind of untact, you know, technology becomes a great tool for online, you know, missionary, online ministry. You know, before Corona, you know, only those, you know, who live near Delhi could attend the services. But now, even people from abroad can attend our services. So number of attendants are actually increasing. So some people say it is a better chance to preach the gospel. No, people who couldn't come to church, you know, search the internet and found GCN, and they received grace through the messages, and they became mommy members. Well, there was a Bimal, you know, Jamatia from Agartala. You know, she couldn't go to church for long, and her daughter was demon obsessed. But he found, and she found GCN TV Hindi, and then she kept the service. She kept the Sunday service, and she gave full tithe. And the evil spirit left her daughter, so her family became a very happy family. And then Pastor Uday, who gave, you know, service on Saturday, and then he found why we should give service on Sunday instead of Saturday after he met GCN TV. Since we were saved through the resurrected Lord, we have to give service on Sunday, and he also received the Holy Spirit. So he is long for sanctification, and he is preaching the gospel of holiness. Even though I'm staying in Korea, and there are members, you know, whose their husband lives in London and the wife lives in Delhi, they can, you know, worship, they can attend the service, the same worship service. We have online pastor seminar. You know, we don't have to worry about accommodation. I can solely, you know, concentrate on, you know, message only. But, you know, when we sing praises, you know, because of the time gap, you know, we cannot perfectly sync when we sing praises. But, you know, because, you know, we can overcome the difficulties of distance, we can, you know, prefer, you know, online services. And there are pastors who, you know, request for those, you know, online services. We used to go out to the world with the handkerchief, right? But now, through online, you know, missionaries can go out to the world and they can preach the gospel. So our members, you may prepare for testimonies and then you can spread it to the whole world through the internet. I've been running in a Bible college online. 16 students completed the course, which started last September, and about 50 pastors registered to a Bible college now, and they are learning the gospel of holiness. The number has been increased. And 70 members graduated, and what they dreamt is, you know, we would like to translate and interpret those in the Bible college so that, you know, more students can attend that in a Bible college. Even at home, if you have a computer, you can listen to a simultaneous, you know, interpretation, and then they can, you know, study the Bible. Since there are many languages in India, we try to do simultaneous, you know, interpretation so that we can preach the gospel. And that's what we've been, you know, preparing for. And then there are many people who attend the same, you know, programs again because they long for the message of holiness. And I would like to invite one among them to Seoul to attend in the summer retreat. A member, you know, registered to Seoul Manmin Central Church along with, you know, his wife. Even though there is coronavirus, God gave us, you know, grace and sent many new souls. So thank you. We should not stop at this moment. We have to go out even more, not only to India, but also to the whole world. We have to preach the gospel, and I am working hard for that. The world is rapidly changing, but there is one thing that doesn't change. That is the Word of God, which is the truth. Whole world is changing, but at the end time, we will be judged. And we will go either heaven and hell. And this is the truth that never changed. Matthew 9:35 says, Jesus was going through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. The reason the Lord came down to this earth is to manifest the power and so that, you know, we can learn there is heaven. He came to this earth to save us and to open the way to heaven. Now, we manage our Christian lives. Why? Because we want to be saved through our Lord Jesus Christ and to go to heaven. People try to believe what they see through their eyes, so they cannot easily believe invisible heaven. So that's why the Lord manifested the power which belongs to heaven, and He showed the spiritual realm, which is invisible world. Through fleshly eyes, we cannot see heaven. But as we see the power of God, we can be assured that the spiritual realm and Father God truly exist. Thanks to the Holy Spirit, we can believe that there is heaven and hell, and there is the final judgment. Matthew 13, verses 14 and 15, our Lord said, in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, you will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You will keep on seeing, but will not perceive. For the heart of these people has become dull. With their ears, they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they will see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return, and I will heal them. Even though they watch the testimonies in Mami magazine, because of their evil heart, they cannot believe in heaven and hell. Even though they watch and witness the power of God, because their heart is evil, they cannot say that they believe in God, because they became arrogant. And they, you know, just creatures, you know, judge Father God. How can they saved as they are so arrogant like this? But our Lord said in Matthew 13:16, but blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. As it says, you and I are blessed, for we can see and hear and keep the faith that we believe the eternal things. So Matthew 13:44, our Lord said, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid again. And from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. There was a farmer. This farmer was very poor. And he was paid the wage to plow another's farm. This farmer was very diligent, and he worked so hard. He got no, you know, distinctive hope, but to make his living, he had to work hard. One day, he was working hard in the field, and he found something in the farm. He found a box. The farmer opened the box. What was inside? The box was full of beautiful jewels. However, this farmer could not take all these jewels because That farm didn't belong to him. So this wise farmer decided to sell all he got to buy that field. We gotta do that. We found in heaven and hell. We witnessed the power of God. We believed the word of God. We repented and we accepted the Lord. And thanks to the Holy Spirit, we found heaven. And we experienced happiness and joy. I believe you still remember your first love, your emotion, your memory when you met the Lord for the first time. The church that I used to go to said, since we met the Lord, we were chosen and we will unconditionally go to heaven. However, even though I had the joy when I met the Lord, but I was oppressed by the burden of the because of the sin. We were, thanks to sacrifice of our Lord, I was forgiven, but because of the sin, you know, I was oppressed. Someone told me that you just believed and you will be free from that burden. Even though you committed sin, since our Lord took the burden of your sin, just believe that you were forgiven and give thanks. That's what he said. But Hebrews 6:6 says, then have fallen away. It is impossible to renew them again to repentance, since they again crucified to themselves the Son of God and put him to open shame. So how could I believe that I was forgiven and rejoice after I committed sin? But I met Manmin Central Church, and I experienced the power of God, and I heard the gospel of heaven, which was the news of New Jerusalem. So I became the farmer. I'm going to sell everything that I got, and I will go to New Jerusalem. That's how I made up my mind. However, we found heaven. What if we don't change our heart? What will happen? Our Lord said in Matthew 13:19, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the one on whom seed was sown beside the road. Even if we have hope for New Jerusalem, evil one can take away our hope. And we found that around us. They seemed very good hard field, but it was actually roadside. Now the farmer found the jewels. He didn't lose the hope. He sold everything he got and he owned that heaven. Now he went to heaven and he remembers his life on this earth. Now he gives thanks to our Father God, the Lord and Holy Spirit, who helped him to find heaven and to save him. Now, what kind of confession would this farmer make? Well, I recently listened to the confession of our church members on GCN TV. You know, through their praise, through their testimonies, you know, they confessed their heart. So they all looked so precious. And I've seen so many members who, you know, gave their confession through their praise. As we go through the Pearl Gate and enter New Jerusalem, we will give the confession of thanks to our Father God and the Lord and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for leading me to this place with your love. I was nothing, but Father God, you made me live my life on this earth. Thank you. We will confess like this in tears. Or that farmer may confess like this in paradise. Well, when I was on this earth, I didn't sell everything, but I'm saved, and now I'm in heaven. Everything that was on this earth was in a vision, but I spared them. Why did I hold on to it? It was nothing. Maybe the farmer, you know, regrets, you know, his past. Maybe the farmer met Lazarus. Do you know beggar Lazarus? You know? Let's imagine that, you know, the beggar Lazarus is his neighbor. Wow! Who are you? I despised you because you were a beggar, but look at you, you're so good. You got a tremendous amount of rewards that the Lord gave to you. Well, You live in a better place than I do? Wow. I used to have a quarrel with you, but I think there was nothing to quarrel with. You know, I should have, you know, helped you when you were in the begging in front of the rich man. I didn't, you know, spare my heart for you. I should have, you know, yielded to you. I should have loved you more. I should have, you know, helped you more. The farmer would, you know, regret like this. Well, just like this farmer, all of you may remember your life on this earth soon when we go to heaven. Now, how can we be praised by Father God that we live a life without regret? How can we quickly change and have no regret? Well, we gotta find what we have on this earth. We have to change. We have to renew our heart. There are many words to do so. Especially, I like to tell you about spiritual children. Matthew 13:3, our Lord said, "Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." What is it to be like children? He doesn't you know, tell us to be like, you know, to be naive like children. He tells us to take the good things of the children. Then what is the spiritual characteristics of spiritual children and what should we resemble? First of all, they are simple. They just obey the word of God, saying yes and amen. But grown-ups, they just criticize what they hear, and they try to judge whether it is right or whether it is wrong. They simply don't follow and obey the word of God. They change the word, and they disobey. And they justify themselves as they disobey. So they don't even realize they are disobeying. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, "We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ." So whatever we have known, whatever we regarded right, is against the word of God, then we have to get rid of our own theory and thoughts. Only the word of God is the truth. So the top priority is to obey the will of God. There are people who say the Bible is the truth, and they say they believe in the Bible and they follow the Bible. However, we can see that their thoughts are completely different from what the Bible says. We people learn that we have to save whatever we learn to become rich. But look, our Lord said in Luke 6:38, "Give and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." The knowledge that we earn from the world and teaching of the Bible is different. You know, turn your right cheek also when you are hit on your left cheek. Completely different. We learn from the world that we have to hit other when we were hit. Some people, you know, criticize us when we, you know, turn our right cheek after we were hit on the left cheek. Bible is talking about forgiveness and peace. The world says we have to go to a hospital when we are sick. But the Bible says when we repent and turn back from sin, Father God will heal us. And the Bible promises that as we live by the word of God, then we will be set free from all kinds of diseases. As you can see, the thought of people and thought of God are different. Most of the knowledge and theory of the people are from the world, which is governed by the devil. So they cannot get along with the word of God. The world teaches us that man is number one, even though man is limited. But they try to compete with Father God, who is the origin of wisdom. They are so arrogant. They stand against God. So we have to always look back on ourselves and think of the truth, and we got to cast off every fleshly thoughts and follow the desire of the Spirit. Then we can become spiritual children. Think about Abraham, the forefather of faith. Since he got simple faith, he just accepted the word of God as it is. When he was given the order to give his only son Isaac as burnt offering, he didn't argue. He just believed that it is the order of the good God, and there must be good will of Father God. And he just believed it, and he obeyed it. When he gave his son Isaac as a burnt offering, he couldn't discuss it with anybody. He just went alone. People just used in fleshly thoughts. They couldn't follow the will of God. That Abraham realized. So, when Abraham was tested, he gave Isaac as the token of his faith. So Abram believed that God would revive the one who is dead. Through Isaac, Abraham received the promise that his descendants would be countless through his son Isaac. So Abram could obey the order to give Isaac as a burnt offering. He believed that God could revive the dead son Isaac, and he believed it. What a great faith it is. What if all people around Abraham believed God like this, what would have happened? Father God would have been great, all the more greatly glorified. Now, I believe that Manmin has this kind of faith that Father God would revive the dead. Father God said that it will be accomplished, then it will surely be accomplished. To enter heaven, to become great men in heaven, we got to have this simple heart, and we got to believe the truth as we learn, and we got to obey it. Second, spiritual children are pure. The pure in heart means there is no filthy thing in heart, no impurities. So children can easily laugh and, you know, cry over little things. However, those who are not pure, you know, especially those in the grown-ups, you know, they are dull. They were stained by the world, so their hearts got, you know, stiffened and the emotions got dull. So the Lord said in Luke 7:32, they are like children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another. And they say, we played the flute for you and you did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not weep. So with this kind of heart, you know, people cannot become emotion, cannot have feeling, cannot rejoice, cannot be sad. They are just dull in their hearts. However, we have seen so many works of God in this church. So those with the heart of children can be happy and full of spirit all the time. However, when people have the heart of grown-ups, even if they see the works of God, amazing works of God, they will say, I've seen them before. Or, is it true? When things are beneficial to them, they like it, and they think it's good. But when it is not, they think it is not truth. Nowadays, they say, well, it is good when someone that I like does, but if it is done by someone that I hate, it is not good. However, we learn that the Word of God should be the standard. The Word of God doesn't change because it is the truth. Saul was jealous of David and he tried to kill. And David had a chance to kill Saul, but he didn't kill him. He just cut the rope. However, he got the pain in his conscience. Even though he became the king, when he committed sin, he repented before God. He rejoiced over good things in the sight of God, and when he saw evil things, he cried in tears. Only those who have this pure heart can enter New Jerusalem. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 says, "Like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation." Third, children are not arrogant. They know they are weak, they are little, they got no knowledge. So, when they are taught, they just believe what they are taught. They don't hide what they are short of. They ask for grown-ups' help. They are not proud. They don't want to be acknowledged. Spiritual children do not stick to their ideas. Spiritual children do not judge, do not misunderstand the word of the Lord if it is not in accordance with their thought. For example, so many people who witnessed the power of Jesus believed in the word of God. They thought he is the man of God, so they could trust the word of the Lord. Even if, his word is not in accordance with their thought, since they witnessed the power of God, they believed that the word of Jesus was right. When Moses, divided the Red Sea, when Elijah sent, rain, the children with, pure heart do not judge. They just believe the word and obey. After people are born, they learn the untruth of the world and their hearts become stained by the evil things. Their hearts are stained by arrogance, hot temper, judge and condemnation, and greed and envy and jealousy. Through fervent prayers and the word of God, we have to cast off those from our heart. Then we can have a pure heart. That is to sell everything we got and buy that field. Let me conclude this message. Heaven is the place we serve each other and we share our love together without evil. When I heard this message, I long for the beautiful life in heaven, but at the same time, I asked myself, why can I live such a life on this earth? Can we not own heaven on this earth? Well, Mamin people heard the word of holiness and they sold what they got and they adopt the life of heaven to this earth. That's what I heard a lot. They long for New Jerusalem and they sing for it, they draw it. Furthermore, love, goodness, beatitudes and fruits of the Holy Spirit, they, adopt such things to this earth and they become the fruits of heaven on this earth. The attribute of the jewel of heaven is love and goodness. Heaven is not beautiful because they are decorated with such jewels. Heaven is beautiful because there is goodness and love. As we have that kind of life on this earth, we can find the jewels of heaven on this earth. Luke 17, verse 20 and 21 says, Now having been questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God was coming, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, Look, here it is, or there it is. For behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst. That's right. We have to have the fruit of heaven in where we are, our working place, in our heart, in this church. We gotta have that kind of love and goodness of New Jerusalem in this church. The world is a shadow, and heaven is real eternal world. We shouldn't just wait for it, imagine it. We have to practice it on this earth. We have to practice the life of heaven on this earth, and we should become the fruit. Wherever we are, our life in school, our life in workplace should become the life of heaven. Then we can have joy and happiness overwhelming in our heart. Soon we will go to heaven. What are we like in heaven? We accomplished the world mission, national evangelization, we built the Grand Sanctuary, and at the same time, we have the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We have become the true children of God in New Jerusalem, right? So, as we became like that, we remember the life on this earth. What if we remember the life of this time, the COVID-19? Then we would say thank you to those who led to this church, and we may understand deep love of Father God in His heart, and we will shed tears. We will meet together in heaven. We all look different, but we can understand everything, and we will be melted down with each other's love. I don't want to regret by saying, I should have loved you more. I should have understood you more. We will meet many forefathers of faith. What about Abraham? Abraham believed that God would save the dead or revive the dead. The Moses believed that God Almighty was with him. I believe we may confess in New Jerusalem that we did that too by faith. What if we meet Ruth? We may ask her, right? How did you follow your, mother-in-law Naomi in goodness? Well, I've done that too. I hope that, we can make the confession too. What kind of confession would you make when you meet Joshua? Well, we were united with our leader, our Father God said, and obeyed him. Then we could overcome all kinds of persecutions and difficulties, and Father God made us win victory. I hope we can make a confession like that. What about Apostle Paul? We should say, we faced numerous persecutions, we were beaten, we were in a situation that everything, was blocked. But we preached the gospel with the burning heart. So many souls could be led to the Lord thanks to our work. I hope we can confess like that. And I also manifested the power of healing through the handkerchief that our senior pastor prayed on. I believe we can, confess like that. Think of Moses. It's ridiculous, isn't it? In a fleshly eye. When I hit the Red Sea, it will be divided and people could cross over. It is impossible, right? If the Red Sea had not been divided, Israelites would have been killed by Egyptian soldiers. However, Moses completely believed in God and he depended on God. He had the heart of a spiritual child. The power of God who created the heavens and the earth made the impossible possible. Since it seemed impossible, he needed the power of God. Joshua witnessed the faith of Moses. So what did he do when he crossed the Jordan River? All the Israelites could cross the Jordan River thanks to faith of, you know, the high priests. When Moses was not around, the power of God they experienced when Moses was with them, high priests, you know, showed their faith and they could cross the Jordan River. Now, there is a river in front of us that we are crossing. We got to cross the river by our faith. Since we can do it, Father God allowed us to cross the river. So, what should we do? We should become like children, like in this message, spiritual children. We should throw away our own thoughts and theory, and we should have faith that Father God will fulfill. Another thing is that we should bear the fruit of New Jerusalem in our life. We should not make mere in the decoration. We gotta live that kind of life in our life on this earth. This is our chance. Since we are in this situation right now, we can cry out to God and we can experience Father God's answer and power. I believe God, who is with Manmin, will make this impossible possible. We will have heaven in our heart, and then we will bear the fruit of goodness through our lips, and we will practice the life of heaven in our life on this earth. New Jerusalem can be found in our everyday lives. We have to preach the gospel of New Jerusalem with joy and happiness to the world. Happiness should overflow in parish, in mission. We gotta trust each other, believe in each other, just like we will do in heaven. We have to make that kind of life on in this Manmin church. And we gotta preach this joy and happiness to the whole world. Father God will help us win the victory, and He will be greatly glorified. Brothers and sisters, you have done well. You are doing good. Let's do better. Hallelujah. Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them
of after effects of all kinds of accidents, restore their ruptured and broken bones, restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.